The holy letters of the Rebbe, volume 5. This is letter number 1515. This is dated Baruch Hashem on the eve of Pesach, Tavshin Yud Beis, and Brooklyn. Also, again, Rochav Shalom. This is with the approaching of the holiday of Pesach that we, together with all Jews, are going to be celebrating. I wish you a kosher and a truly happy Yom Tov Pesach. For sure you know that what is related in the Medrash, that which the Jews left Egypt was in the merit of the righteous woman of that generation. One of the righteousness of the women consisted in the fact that notwithstanding all the difficulties and the darkness of the exile, especially in the latest years, in the tens of years later, but they always had the very strong trust in Hashem Blessed, that His promise for the redemption, He Blessed will fulfill. They trust in Hashem that He's going to fulfill His promise.
Promise of what?
I'm sorry. Of redemption.
Oh, okay.
And although they didn't know when the redemption will come, and from time to time, the decrees of Pharaoh became much stronger and more difficult, especially the decree against the Jewish children, to the extent even this difficult decree, all sons that are born, throw them into the river. Yet, their hope was never diminished. And they also sought it to raise a new generation, notwithstanding, not taking into account all the decrees, all the terrible decrees. And even though that they did not have any idea or path how these children that will be born, how are they going to be saved? And how are they going to escape the decree of Pharaoh from throwing into the Nile? Didn't stop them. And that bitachon, that certainty and strength, not to consider with anything that is based on the human understanding, because Hashem is the one in charge over the entire world and nobody can stand against Him. So this is the way they raised an entire generation of tens and hundreds of thousands of children. And these children were these that were firstly the ones that recognized the blessed Hashem when Hashem split the sea. And they are the ones that later on received the Torah by Mount Sinai. And they are the ones that supported the Jewish people. Everything that's in Torah, we have to take out a lesson for every Jew. So the same thing is as far as it relates to you, that we need to be strong in our trust in the blessed Hashem, that only He, blessed He, is the only one in charge over this world. And nobody can stand up against Him, nobody can do anything against Him. Even when we don't see it in nature, but the blessed Hashem will fulfill His, and all those that connect with Him, with blessed He, through trusting in Him, especially in children, children that are alive in existence for long days and years. And just like in Egypt, even though we didn't see before any way in nature, how is the redemption going to come? But that did not weaken their trust to have and raise children, and that these children will have a long life. And we need to hope that also in our days, through the strong trust, the blessed Hashem, we too will merit to the true and complete redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu, with blessing for a kosher and a happy Pesach, and a much Yiddish naches and health for long years and good days.